With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, just like ham sandwiches wrapped in tinfoil, GAA jerseys and coppers, and the mad scramble for last-minute tickets, All Ireland weekend wouldn't be the same without Up for the Match. And host the show, Jackie Hurley, joins me now. You're very welcome along.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Absolutely buzzed to have you here. So,
listen, I'm just so excited for more circus magic that the All Ireland finals are bringing us after last weekend. I just cannot wait for this one.
Like, last weekend was mental.
It was. And even as a Cork person, after losing,
You
can still appreciate the joy that it brought to people, because it was one of the best All-Ireland finals of all time. And you know, like, sometimes you can get caught up in the recency bias of, was it the greatest of all time? But it was definitely up there. It had to be, you know?
It was fantastic. I was in Brighton at the weekend, and it was amazing to be in the midst of, because they showed it over on BBC Two obviously, and the fact that, like, all these UK people were watching it.
Oh, they must have thought it was wild.
But it is wild.
It is. Well, I saw somebody being like, it's like a mix between an egg and spoon race, the UFC, and then somebody firing a snooker ball at somebody's head. And I was like, Yeah, it's kind of like that.
And we do it with a smile. Yeah. That's the best part of it. So you're okay after last weekend?
Yeah, I am. Do you know what? I think there's a sense in Cork that this team are coming. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a really naive approach. But I do think that we're all like, yeah, I think you can celebrate the success that we've had.
Yeah.
We could have been knocked out of the championship. So to get to an All-Ireland final, I think, was magic. And I think they're going to win one. I don't know when it's going to be, but in the next few years, I think it's coming.
Spoken like a true Cork
exactly.
woman.
Exactly. Yeah. We're never short of confidence. You know.
Before we get to this week, there is a lot of debate about whether the finals should go into extra time or go straight to a replay. What do you think of all that? Because that's obviously what happened last weekend as well. And
yeah,
it threw a lot of people.
Do you know what the funny thing is though, Laura, right? When in 2013, when Cork and Clare drew and it went to a replay, I remember being at the banquet later that night and it was such a damn squib. Everyone was like, what are we going to do? You know, all these things are booked and we have to come back again. And so nobody was happy then.
Yeah.
Then you did the extra time and then nobody's happy now, so it's hard. I think the GAA can't really win here.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the hardest thing. I did think when you saw 10 of the Clare players who started the game didn't finish it, 9 of the Cork players who started the game didn't finish it, so I think the game now is probably different and it's taken so much out of players that I think it probably is a lot to ask them to play 90, 95, 100 minutes. I think for an amateur game, I'd love to have seen a replay, to be honest, but I think the GAA, it's probably hard for them to win that one, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You're not going to please anybody.
And by the way, we could have the same problem this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I think this game is going to be very, very similar and we could easily have the same debate on Monday.
Well, let's get into that, because it is a great pairing this weekend. I've been shouting on it all morning, because Galway and Armagh, two teams, they have been waiting a while to lift Sam Maguire.
Yeah, and I think that probably adds to the magic of it, because for Cork, it was 19 years. Clare, it was 11 years. Galway, you think back to 2001, the magic scenes. Same with Armagh. 2002 and just, we were probably all reared on those days, so maybe that's why there's such a recency with all of us, that like people like Kieran McGeaney and Pádraig Joyce were in our childhood memories.
Yeah.
We watched them as superstars, as players, and now they're the men, as the managers leading these teams, and there's probably something in that for people of our generation, I think, which is lovely. And for either county, because there's been such a long wait, it is going to be just madness. Like, if you think back to 2002 when Armagh won, do you remember the pitch invasion? Everybody ran on. It was incredible scenes. If they win on Sunday, or Galway, I think they're going to find it very hard to keep the people off the pitch again.
Talking there about, like, you know, like being reared on this, like, I vividly remember, like, we obviously had 2001 and then 1998 before that. In 1998, I've spoken about this so many times on this show, we moved up to Naas for 2 years and we were a Galway family living in Kildare, and it was Galway versus Kildare, and my mom had our house decked up from top to bottom, maroon and white. Like, she just would not stop. The papers weren't being delivered. Sent me into school for a Lily White March wearing Galway jersey. She was like,
God,
off you go with it.
You were the most unpopular child in school.
Absolutely. But the best part was, I got the Monday off when everybody else didn't. I was riding on that high, and that's gas because I was 8 years old at that time.
Yeah.
And this, like, I am still riding
but
off
that
way.
But
there
are the things
wave.
You remember, like, do you remember all the bonfires and all that
yes.
when they came back in and everything? Like, they're the memories that you'll have. And for a whole new generation of children in Galway or Armagh this weekend, they're going to have that. And that's the magic of what the All-Irelands do for kids, you know?
Like, okay, we've seen dynasties fall in both codes over the last few years. Limerick finally fell in the hurling this year. Dublin were unstoppable a few years back in the football. And I mean, I know a lot of, like, Dublin kids who are coming to the point now where they're like, what do you mean Dublin aren't, you know?
Sure, they, listen, my children are 10 and 7 and they're like, what do you mean the Sam Maguire isn't coming into my school this year? And I was like, you know, you actually have to win it for it to come into your school. That's how it works, you know? So these children have no idea what life is going to be
but
like.
How important is it for other counties to see an All-Ireland?
Well, do you know what? It changes the whole dynamic of the All-Irelands for everybody, because I think once Dublin were knocked out of the football, it's not only that it just gave Galway such a boost, it gave everyone such a boost. Yeah. I think there was such a sense of, oh my God, it's there for everybody now. The opportunity is massive. And it was kind of similar when Cork beat Limerick in the hurling, because even if Cork didn't win, it just opened up the whole thing where, I don't know, my husband's from Limerick and I always say to this, they win one and everybody's delighted for them. They win two and the gloss is kind of coming off. Yeah. They win three and everybody wants them to be dead. Yeah. You know, it's like, that's just the way it works in the All-Irelands. The whole, a dynasty only dies as quickly as it blows up, because people, you know, they want something new all the time. And I think that's what we're going to get this year across the four codes, actually, mm-hmm. between the Camogie, the ladies football. We're going to have a new winner in the ladies football as well. I think probably still think Cork are going to win the Camogie. But I think it's been incredible to see across the four codes, brand new names being brought to the top of it. And yeah. that's been spectacular to watch.
Yeah, it is. It is actually very, very exciting. Galway, okay, not to bring it back to us again, yeah. but like, we were in the final only 2 years ago. It has been since 2003, since our Mass All final. Like, yeah, there's two sides of the coin to this. Do you think that that's very valuable for Galway, having been in the final just 2 years ago? Or do you think that Armagh are going to be chomping at the bit that bit more?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually think the experience counts for a huge factor, mm-hmm. because Galway know what it's like to be there on the big occasion. All of these players have done that. They've done yeah. the presidential walk, all that kind of stuff, which you might say is kind of secondary, but there's a lot goes into it.
No, it takes so much. It's not the same as just walking out and playing a match like you would be used to. There's the fanfare of everything.
Yeah, it's a big emotional drain as well, Laura, you know. So I think for them just to have gone through that is a big thing. Armagh has gone crazy. I mean, if you've seen any of the pictures up there or any of the, you know, sort of pre-match stuff, it has been absolutely wild scenes, which is totally understandable because it's been such a long time. Galway hasn't been like that because they've just been preparing to get back to a final. Yeah. And I do think that gives them the edge on Sunday. Whether Armagh can just change all that, and, you know, they probably have a better squad in some ways, but I do think Galway's experience is going to count for an awful lot. And I really, really do think there's a lot in that, in what you say.
We've talked about this already, but both managers have won All-Ireland themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, how valuable is that to their
massive.
Players?
But, like, look what those two men mean to the players. Yeah. Like, you know, even when you saw Tony Kelly's speech last weekend and he talked about it, he had a great line and he said, you know, in Clare, hurling is a religion and here our God is Brian Lowen, you know? Yeah. And that is the way that these players feel about their managers as well. Like, Pádraic Joyce is just, he's always been this figure for those guys, that he was their legend. He mm-hmm. was their man that they looked up to. But the way that he deals with them, you know, he's let people go off to Australia. He's let people come back into the panel. When somebody's been injured, they'd still stayed in the group. He's a very good man manager. And in the men that he has around him, in yeah. his selectors, he's grown up with these lads. He went to school with them. They're a very, very tight-knit group. Kieran McGeaney's very different. He's gone outside. He went and got Conleth Gilligan from Derry. He went and got Kieran McGeaney from Kerry. He has assembled a group of people that he believes are the best in the business. But his players adore him. And why wouldn't you? Look at him. He looks like he could still play intercounty himself. Yeah. And he's in his 40s. He's unbelievable. So I think, listen, there's definitely something in those two managers. People love them and adore them. And whoever wins, I think there's going to be magic for them as well. Because to do it as a player and a manager, we saw Brian Lowen do it last weekend. There's definitely something special about that for their own legacy as well.
Now, what everybody's very excited about, and we're talking about the All-Ireland tickets being gold dust, up for the match tickets were also gold dust.
Oh my God, it's like the toy show, Laura. I just cannot get over it. I mean, I've been doing up for the match since 2019. Dez, I've been doing it for a much longer time. And he said to me he can't remember a year like this. It's just been crazy. You know?
I have had, like, obviously so many messages of people being like, you know, any chance of digging out with All-Ireland tickets, and I am going, Jesus, if I could help you, I really would. But it was tickets as well, being like, any chance you could pull something for the match, because it is, it's a staple in people's lives. Yourself and Jez are going to be back on the telly tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it's going to be so much fun, because last weekend we just walked into the studio and it's like a circus meets a sporting event. Yeah. That is probably how I would describe up for the match. But because you just get, like, music, entertainment, you get the guests telling some funny stories, and, like, because of the two counties haven't been on it for the last few years, they're brand new people as well, and they get to sit down and share the laughs and have the crack, and I just can't wait. It is one of my favourite weekends of the year. The All-Irelands are just so special to us, and since I've become part of the Up for the Match team, I know how much they love putting this show together and how much they love having the crack. And, you know, it's one of these sporting spectacles that you just kind of have to get your head around. I'm sure if you're not from Ireland, you would wonder, what in the name of God is this show, if you turned it on a Saturday night? And if people are playing Up for the Match bingo, trust me, we will have your card filled, because everything you expect to see, that's what you're going to get on the weekend.
It's unbelievable. Speaking of, like, people not being from Ireland, I have a friend who's from Mexico, and this is her first year ever experiencing the All-Ireland, and she went to, like, the last four Galway games. So now she's saying that she's everybody's lucky charm for what's going on, but she cannot get over the passion for an amateur sport in this country. It's unmatched. You don't get it anywhere else in the world for anything else.
And they think it's crazy. Like, you know, we talked about what the British thought about it. Like, that is mad, because if you change this game to professional, would the fun be gone out of it? Yeah. I don't know. Like, I heard somebody saying, oh, you're sure, and they'll all be back at work this week. I was like, they will, be back at work this week.
The Gore race is kicking off.
Exactly, yeah. There's no chance they're working this week. But I do think there is a joy in the amateur side of it. The fact that these lads still play at their clubs, they're still involved in their local schools and their communities and all that. There is something special about that. And you would hate to lose it, but... yeah, it's definitely getting more and more towards professionalism every year.
But you just look
spectacle.
Well, this is it. But you look at everything that they put in all the time, on like every single person, like the males, the females, hurling, football, and they give up so much of the time. They have to play their club, and they are then picked for county, and it's the pride of it. But it's how much they give up in their day to day life. You're kind of going, should they be compensated? But then, does it ruin the fun of it? It's just, there's so much of a debate there.
But then they choose it because that's what they want to do. You know, like, I'm raising small kids who would love to do that. Mm. You know, that's in their dream. Like,
but there's no greater pride.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. You know, I'd say to my 10-year-old, you know, what would you prefer to do? Would you prefer to play rugby for Ireland or hurling for Dublin? Oh, hurling for Dublin.
There you go.
You know, like, that's what it's something ingrained in us that is very hard to explain. If you think about all the people who've been offered professional contracts to go to Australia to play Aussie rules or whatever, and the amount, like David Clifford, perfect example. He could do anything he wanted, but wants to stay here and play football for Kerry because it means something. And the GAA has that for all of us. It has a hold on us. It has a hold on your family, my family, everybody here. And I think there's something so special about that. Like, I grew up in Australia for 7 years and we hardly missed a match because even back then you were able to watch it and listen to it on the radio and all that. And it's just, it's something in our core. And I love that it's being shown worldwide now. The fact that the BBC are doing it and other people can see this magic thing that we have, I just think we are so, so lucky.
Okay, I have to ask you, and you know exactly what I'm going to do.
I know where
right
you're going.
Now. You have to call it. Who's going to win on Sunday?
I think it's going to be a draw.
What a cop out.
I know.
And so, if we go to extra time, who do you think is going to win in extra time?
Like, if it goes to penalties, I'd back Galway because
I think. Come on, Galway! Come on!
I think Armagh seemed to have a problem with penalties in some years, but. I don't know. I think the experience is going to count for something. I definitely think if Galway, okay, right, here's the big if.
Go on.
If Damien Comer is fit and able to play, that is a massive, massive boost for Galway. And if he is at his best, I think Galway are going to win.
Okay.
But if he is not, then it's going to be Armagh's day. And either way, do you know what, Laura? I know you're from Galway and I'd love it for you, but either way, I think it is going to be spectacular on Sunday afternoon, because for somebody to close that gap and to have done it, it's going to change it for a whole generation of children who are going to have All-Ireland winners among them. And isn't that going to be so exciting to see?
It's going to be, look, we're guaranteed an absolutely fantastic match anyway. And I mean, we all know I'm from Galway, so I'm clearly shouting from Galway. I want everyone to have a deadly race week and just to join off on the fact that we're All-Ireland champions as well. Like, you can't get much better than that. Jackie Hurley, thank you so much for coming in for us today. You can catch Jackie and Des live at 9:20 on RT One and on the RT Player tomorrow night.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.